USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump on Saturday was in Northern California to see firsthand the grief and devastation from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. Authorities confirmed at least 71 people are dead, and many people are still missing as they had to evacuate their home. President Trump in California on Saturday.
I know Gavin's committed, we're all committed, I'm committed to make sure that we get all of this cleaned out and protected. Gotta take care of the floors, you know, the floors of the forest, very important.
Democrat Andrew Gillum officially conceded to Republican former Congressman Ron DeSantis in Florida's gubernatorial race, as a recount of votes showed a margin Gillum was unlikely to close. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will not willingly travel to the United States to face charges filed under a seal against him. That's at least according to his attorney. Assange is currently in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
One congresswoman compares Nancy Pelosi to a losing football team. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
Ohio Congresswoman Marcia Fite says she believes Nancy Pelosi is a good leader, but as a Cleveland Browns fan, she also sees that change can be good.
The Browns have the same team today that they had 3 weeks ago. We changed coaches, and they started to win. Sometimes you just need a different voice. Sometimes you just need a different kind of a vision.
House Leader Pelosi wants to return to the role of Speaker, but Fudge and 16 others signed a letter saying they would not vote for Pelosi in January.
Jennie-O Turkey is recalling more than 91,000 pounds of raw turkey in an ongoing salmonella outbreak. So far, this outbreak has resulted in one death and 164 illnesses in 35 states. The products being recalled include one-pound packages of raw ground turkey that were sold nationwide and had a use-by date of October 1st or 2nd. The packages are labeled with the establishment number P190, and regulators say the product should be thrown away. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
With Democrats taking control of the House of Representatives in 2018, we're pretty much in a lame duck session of Congress here, but stuff still does need to get accomplished. John Garamendi is a Democrat. He joined Fox News and said there are still things that can be done and ways we can work together, and he also reminded folks that this is the time you should be signing up for health care if you're looking for new coverage.
Well, part of this is the federal government under the Trump administration has pulled back advertising for the various state exchanges, and people just simply don't know what might be available, even that they have to sign up. So one of the things that should be happening immediately, and it certainly is in California, and I would hope other states are doing it, and that is to backfill from the budget and appropriation cuts that were made at the federal level. As we go forward, we really need to make the Affordable Care Act work. And one of the principal things is the present law needs to be strengthened that all insurance companies must provide insurance regardless of pre-existing conditions. Secondly, we have to get at the drug issue. There are examples across the board of extraordinary price increases in drugs that are not justified by either advertising or research, but simply by greed. So those are all things that can and must be done immediately. Can we do it in the lame duck? Why not? We ought to work across the aisle. These are issues that Democrats ran on, and so did Republicans. And so why don't we just shore this up?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.